What's that smell? Ah, yes, the crisp smell of fall.
Fall means sweater weather.
And speaking of sweater weather, I'm going to Marshall's today to grab a new cardigan and maybe check out their selection of cashmere. You know, new items arrive all the time, so they're always a fresh selection of the most wanted pieces for fall.
Marshall's buyers are hustling every day to get the deals, so we get the good stuff. And this fall is no different.
On everything. Leather and suede, designer handbags, on-trend denim, high-quality boots, accessories, you name it. So go get that sweater and all the other must-haves you'll love for fall. Marshall's is a one-stop shop for all the good stuff for less.
It's decided then. I'm going to my Marshall's for a whole new fit and more. And you should too. Score some amazing deals in-store or at marshalls.com. This segment is brought to you by HSDDtreatment.com. If you're frustrated by a low libido, you don't have to live with it forever. It can be treated. Learn more about an FDA-approved treatment at HSDDtreatment.com.
It's time for a quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood girl posse. With Lady Gang Quickie, here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Lady Gang Quickie. I am Becca here with Jack and Kelty.
Hello.
Hey. How's it going?
Hey, guys.
I'm looking at a wedding dress right now that I really like.
So ooh. I need to talk to you about the wedding.
Oh, God.
Let me see the dress.
Here's the
Discuss. This is not a visual medium.
So it's a strap. I like a strapless dress with some applique, but I'm just wondering if this is too see-through. Is there too much skin showing?
No.
Can I see it?
It's whatever you want it to be.
This is a dress we're looking at. So it has a corset top. Well, I'll tell you what I hate about this dress right now. I hate when you can see a breast pad.
Oh.
So she's looking at a corset dress. It looks like a bustier, and then it goes into like an A-line skirt, but it's all kind of see-through in the boning. But where your boob is a colored pad. I fucking hate that so much. And that's why I'm not a big fan of like the see-through in the front bustiers.
Because
you always see that boob pad. And in a photo, that just like is what stands out.
We've tried on
dresses like this that had more of like a white mask, and the whole thing is kind of like, is it see-through? Is it not?
Yeah.
That is
Thank
more.
Thank you. You know what? I need your guys' opinions because it's funny. Like, I know what I like, but I don't know if it's
right.
Right. Yeah. I have no experience in wedding dresses.
I'm very interested. I'm so glad we're talking about this. I'm very interested in your love of the applique.
I don't know what it is.
It's so left field for me.
It brings interest to the eye. Like it makes it not a two-dimensional item of clothing. It's like art and you're an artist.
Yeah.
It's like a very intricate, so you appreciate that.
Well, and I don't like, I don't know if it's satin or whatever. Like I wouldn't get like that type of a material. Like I want something that has like the tulle. Mm-hmm. I'm not using the right words, but like, yeah. And I think if it's just flat, or even like I'm not a sparkle
girl.
You're
not a lace girl.
Not lace. Like I feel
not
like
a
that's
rhinestone.
That's the yeah no rhinestones. I feel like that's the thing that would make it different. I know. Yeah. I love the applique. The dress that I thought that was going to be the dress when I was actually going to probably get married early next year was all applique.
Yeah. I think it's, I'm so surprised by that. Like, I don't know what I expected you to go to, but you keep sending dresses and they always have these appliques. It's a similar dress. You just haven't like really nailed
down. Which is good that you're liking the same thing.
Yeah.
Cause mine were all over the map.
Were they?
Oh my God.
She almost had like this like neck thing.
I didn't wear that dress. I'm pissed. Don't let anybody talk you out of something.
Oh, I
won't. Got talked out of a dress that I'm really pissed about.
Who talked you out of it?
Everyone in my life.
Really?
They're like, you're not going to like that in a couple years. I'm like, guess what? I like that better now than my other dress.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
And it was more like unique.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
does Jared have a say? Like, have you shown him anything?
Well, I posted a bunch on TikTok
because
people love a wedding dress TikTok.
Oh yeah.
She's like for the views.
What does
he say?
I mean, he literally has Jack goggles on all the time and he like thinks I look the best and everything. But
his joggles,
his Jack goggles. But yeah, I've shown him like the idea, like, cause I think I want like a strapless with a fun detachable sleeve. Like, I feel like that's the direction that I'm going for. But yeah, I haven't found the right one and I don't want to pick one now because I still don't have any idea when I'm getting married.
And yeah,
I can't pick.
You almost need to do like a little break from looking at dresses.
Yeah. And I have. The last time I looked at dresses was like a couple months
ago. The really horrible thing about wedding dresses, and I mean this like with all love in my heart, is that new ones keep coming.
I know.
And
I like after I pick it, I'm like, I can't look at a wedding dress again because I'm going to find one I like better right after.
And the
I
algorithm
pick one.
Really fucks you. I'm glad I didn't have the algorithm going when I was getting married. I would have been destroyed.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also think like, for me, I would have never picked like a big ball gown romance.
Yeah.
Then I saw like Stassi's wedding dress and I was like, that's like just so beautiful.
I tried on, I tried on that dress.
You did. And it's a similar shape to kind of what you're going for.
Yeah.
And it's just so romantic and beautiful. I'm like, why did I want something tight on my bum?
I see that. I know I don't want that. I hate tightness around my like hips and my stomach. Yeah. Like I want a nice, and also it's more like.
Special.
Feels more like a wedding dress and something I wouldn't wear. So I think that
I had to go tight because I'm so short.
Oh, really?
Everything.
It is strange.
It is so awful.
Oh, does it look bad?
Terrible.
If really?
I had on,
is it just too much dress?
You just look like a, like you're going to
Cupcake Wars.
Yeah. It's so bad. I mean, some people pull it off. It was so bad that I was like, okay, I have no other choice but to show my hips and my bum.
Interesting.
But yeah, if you're tall, take advantage of like
a big,
the ability
poofy.
To wear a dress.
Yes.
Right. A dress.
Yeah. Well, cause
you wear the dress doesn't wear you.
Yeah. The one that I thought that I was like, this is my dress was a Galia Lahav one. And it was a low deep V, big bell sleeves, but then it was like a tight mermaid kind of a thing. And when I tried it on, I'm like, I feel like I've worn dresses like this. Like, on like if we went to like an event or something for Lady Gang, it was like the shape of something that I've worn before.
Well, and I think the silhouette that you just showed, which is like more of an A-line and not hugs around like the lower body, that's, I love when brides wear something that's a departure from their everyday.
Yes.
I know everybody wants to be comfortable and I understand the appeal of sticking to a silhouette that you feel good
in. Like, it feels like me.
No, that's like, what I loved about it. I'm like, it doesn't feel like me.
Yeah.
And like it feels special.
Yeah. It feels like you, but not you every day. It feels like you on your special day. So it's like, really, I'm glad that you're going in that more traditional silhouette.
But I want it to be like funky.
Exactly.
And special.
Which it still will.
Yeah.
It still will be. I think like the thing that you just have to be so careful about now that I've been to a zillion weddings is just about like, especially because you're towards strapless. I mean, you're really lucky because you're so petite and like that bustier will stay up on you all night.
I don't have a boob. Yeah.
But it's like, it's the underpinnings of it all. Like that's what makes or breaks a dress for me is like, when you are having the see-through thing, like what are you seeing? And like, are you seeing your boob pad, your under, like your shoe? Like it's those little details that I think make or break a gown.
For sure.
And like I, even on the red carpets, like it's like the people who do that kind of thing so well, like J-Lo, her stuff is always tailored to the max.
Yeah.
Rihanna is always tailored. And like, you could put the same dress on another woman who's as beautiful, but just the way that it's fitting them and the way that it's tailored and like, you know, and also the way something photographs, because so often the way that you look at a dress in the mirror and you're like, oh my God, I love this. And then you'll see it on video. Have you had that experience?
All the
time. You're like, I feel amazing in this. And then you see it on video and you're like, wait, I'm not.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the dresses that I tried on had like silver sparkles on it. It was like it was a Berta dress and it had silver sparkles. And I'm like, this is hideous. It had like a little bow that was like a silver bow. I'm like, this is so ugly. She's like, but look at it in a video. And in the video, it like popped.
So beautiful.
But I'm like, I can't be wearing a silver sparkle. It's just not for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
It's interesting. You
I
have
love
to,
trying
like,
them on though. It's so fun.
Yeah.
What's the first thing you do when you wake up? Is it checking on your credit score? Yeah, I didn't think so. It's going to TikTok, like me. At Chime, that's exactly what they do. With the secured Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can start to build credit with your own money. Chime reports your payments to credit bureaus to help build your credit over time. Their members see an increase of 30 points on average. All of this with no annual fees, large security deposits, or credit checks to apply. Credit is so important, especially now when everything is up and the interest rate is up. If you want to buy a house, get a car, all of these things, and your credit score is really going to determine if you can get the best possible deal. So make sure that you're looking into your credit score. Start your credit journey with Chime. Sign up takes only 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at chime.com/lady. That's chime.com/lady. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Stride Bank NA pursuant to a license from Visa USA Chime checking account and $200 qualifying direct deposit required to apply to secure the Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card. Regular on-time payment history can have a positive impact on your credit score. Impact to score may vary and some user scores may not improve. approved. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply, except at MoneyPass ATMs in the 7-Eleven or any Allpoint or Visa Plus Alliance ATM. Ladies, this one is for you. If you're frustrated that you rarely, if ever, want sex, it's time to stop thinking about it as something that just happens. It could be a medical condition called hypoactive sexual desire disorder, or HSDD. In fact, around 10% of all premenopausal women experience it. That is a lot of us. And just because we haven't been talking about it doesn't mean we haven't been feeling it. But guess what? There is something we can do about it. So if you or someone you love needs to learn more about HSDD and an FDA-approved treatment option, visit hsddtreatment.com. Because don't you remember when you used to look forward to date night? That doesn't have to be a thing of the past. That libido you thought was lost forever, it's time to get it back. Revive the sex drive you once knew and visit hsddtreatment.com. Rediscover the libido you've been missing and learn more about an FDA-approved treatment at hsddtreatment.com. That's hsddtreatment.com. Lady Gang is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Hey, Lady Gang, whether you love true crime or comedies, celebrity interviews, news, or even motivational speakers, you can call the shots on what you're listening to as a podcast, right? And guess what? Now you can call the shots on your auto insurance too. Enter the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. The Name Your Price tool puts you in charge of your auto insurance by working just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you a variety of coverages that fit within your budget, giving you options. Now that's something you'll want to press play on. It's easy to start a quote, and you'll be able to choose the best option for you fast. It's just one of the many ways you can save with Progressive Insurance. Quote today at progressive.com to try the Name Your Price tool for yourself and join the over 27 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Lady Gang.
Are people starting to get pissed where they're like, here's Jack again trying on 10 dresses?
No. I mean, I go to Kinsley James. I've gone to like 5 times and they're like, anytime we have something new in, come on, try them on. I'm like, I will.
I mean, it's good because you're posting about it.
Yeah.
And all that stuff.
I love it.
Actually, throughout being on the tour with you and seeing, because I had no idea. I mean, I feel like we know each other so well, but just because you are such like someone who's so social, I had no idea. Like people are very surprised when they hear that you're actually like, have this social anxiety.
Oh yeah.
Like you're such a social person. You're always at a brunch. You're at an event. You're wearing an outfit. Like it seems like you're the Paris Hilton.
No.
But you're actually not. And when you got engaged, obviously like you didn't have the best time at that moment.
I had a meltdown.
And then being on tour, like also seeing you struggle, which you've crushed, by the way.
Thanks.
Actually, one of my friend Emily, when she came to the Atlanta show, she was like, you would never know that Jack doesn't like being on stage. She's great. So just know. But anyway, with that, it's like, I actually think I'm glad all these things happened. You didn't rush into a wedding.
Oh my
because
God.
Because I think I'm like, Becca, I agree. Like, I feel like you should go off to Italy or somewhere like that, get married with 10 people mm-hmm. and have a big party. But like really that dress up like the stairs of like some vintage, like Portofino moment is going to be so romantic.
I know. I'm glad that I didn't just like rush into it. Cause I'm like, I don't even know what the f- I'm doing.
Right.
And my idea of what I want to do changes every 2 seconds.
Right.
So,
and you can change your mind too. Like, you know, like you can decide something and then not like, sorry, that doesn't not making sense. But like for me, as many things I love about our wedding, and there's things that I would change.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there's people I wouldn't have invited now. I mean, not many.
I'm shocked by the women who say it was the best day of their life and they wouldn't have changed a thing. I have met women like that and I'm like, how did you get that?
I don't think it's gonna be the best day of my life.
That?
Yeah.
Or like it was just such a good like everything about it, they didn't want it to end. Like I'm like, is it a personality type or is it somebody that just like really
planned better than
planned me? Better or just
was like
thrives.
Actually in the moment.
Yeah.
And loves well, it's yeah, and loves the attention. Of-
yeah. I'm like, but it's so bizarre.
To me, there is no hell greater on earth than my in-laws and my family being in the same room together. Like, and I love them both. I love them both, but like so stressful. And the fact that like my parents are not from LA, they don't understand Uber. You know what I mean?
You're
and
having so, to take care.
Oh my God. It was like, it's even though I had a super low key wedding, it's still so stressful. And maybe the people who say it's the best day of their life have like a really good support system them around them, mm-hmm. or like wedding planner or families that do weddings well. You know, there's like families that do
a lot of
like,
money that they could hire a bunch of people to take care of all the shit for.
I don't know what it is. Like, I don't understand how you wake up and it's not stressful.
I'm not going to lie. I used to never understand a wedding planner. I was always kind of like, what are they doing?
Yeah.
But now I really truly believe you should never have a wedding without somebody else who is
dealing
with logistics.
Yeah.
Cause it's like really fucking hard. And I was thinking about for you, even if you go to another country and you have 15 people or 20 people or whatever it is, like I instantly got anxiety about your friends texting you being like, what are we doing on this day? What do I need on this day? Like having someone just fielding every single question that people have regarding that trip is going to be a number one.
Yeah.
So that all you have to think about is what am I wearing and what am I packing? And that's it.
Right. Cause you want someone that literally has everyone's flight itinerary.
Everything.
And so when this person misses their flight and they're going to need to be picked up at the airport 10 hours after, you're not getting that text.
You don't even know.
You don't even know.
Yeah.
You know, cause that's like where it gets stressful.
That is the most annoying.
Well, and all I want to do is have it be like a fun experience and not feel like a wedding. And that kind of shit is like what makes it feel like a wedding again.
Yep.
And all the bullshit.
Yep. When you said the thing about Uber, I was like, oof. And you give your friends and family way too much credit going into these things.
Yes.
And then you're shocked in the moment that you're like, so you're telling me this person
doesn't know how to travel
is texting
and this should
me
be my problem.
On the day I'm leaving for my big trip, my big wedding.
Yeah.
This person is actually texting me, asking me
what hotel we're at.
Yeah.
Like that stuff is going
and you'll
is
hate people.
Mad and you'll hate people before you even get to be with them. Yeah. So it's like hire yourself an Alex for the wedding.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I won't be answering a single goddamn question, not one question. Don't ask me about a flat or a heel or a this or a that or a taxi or an Uber. Like this will be unread and ignored.
Yeah.
Text this person.
Yeah.
I love this. Yeah. You need to find them.
This is honestly,
this is number one.
This is revolutionary.
Okay.
Priority. It's a dress. This is priority number one.
True.
It's so important because it is so annoying. Like, and people, you will be so surprised that people are like, hey, where should we go eat? Our room's not ready. Go find a fucking diner, Patty. Ooh. You know what I mean? Don't ask
Aunt
me.
Patty.
You know
go
what I mean?
Yourself.
Don't ask me. You know what I mean? Like
it'll shock you. It'll shock you.
And the little details that get fucked up, like I'll remember forever. I don't know why it's a core memory, but like we had cupcakes at the wedding because it was like in the backyard and some of them were gluten-free and some of them weren't and the boxes were marked and whoever put them out didn't put the little flags in them. Mm-hmm. So all my friends who were gluten-free kept coming up to me all night and they're like, do you know which cupcakes are gluten-free?
Oh my
honestly,
God.
Honestly, if you don't have celiac, you better pick up a goddamn cupcake or not. Don't make it my problem.
But I'm just saying that's what people do.
Sorry, that is fucking insane.
But that's what people do.
Yeah.
That's what people
do. Shock you.
They're asking you about the gluten-free flags.
Yeah.
Gluten-free.
You know what I mean?
It's and like haunt my life.
Yeah.
It really haunted our tour.
It haunted our tour. It haunted our tour.
Well, we have one really bad allergy in Chelsea.
We have one celiac.
We have Alex who's celiac. And then we have me who just has a pooper that won't stop.
Yours is a whole nother issue.
It's a whole nother thing.
I actually feel so sorry for Alex because she has like an anaphylactic allergy.
Chelsea.
And everyone out there, all you dumb shits that are just being gluten-free to be gluten-free because you have some belief in something that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
You're ruining it for Chelsea because she goes to a restaurant and I've seen this over and over and over again. She walks up and she says, hi, I have a I have an allergy to something very specific. Can I see the ingredient list? The way people look at her is the way that they look at most people who don't have an actual allergy, who just want to stick to their diet, who should just stay the home.
Yeah. And that's why I'm never leaving my house again.
And that's it. Yeah. And I'm like, I feel so sorry for Chelsea. So I started to coach her on what she has to say going in and being like, hey, I am not an annoying high maintenance person. I will die and I will be in the hospital if I have this one ingredient. Like
she's
you gotta
been,
go
she's been
in
good at it though.
She's been getting
gangbusters.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
And I coached her on it because she has been so sorry and apologetic. And I'm like, no, all these other people are ruining it for you.
Yeah, that's true.
All the people asking Kelty which ones are gluten-free in their backyard, those people are ruining it for your anaphylaxis.
Because they went gluten-free because it was like a fucking trend.
Because they, yes, exactly. So
Live your life. Anyway, on that note, can't wait for your wedding.
It's going to be so fun.
Me too.
Okay, we weren't here for a long time. We're here for a good time. Bye.
Good time.
Thanks for listening. The Lady Gang is produced by Alex Ingber, Steve Delameter, and Jared Monaco. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. And if you love it, share it with your friends on social media. Like, oh my God, I just listened to Lady Gang. This episode's so great. Swipe up to listen. And if you really want to, which we know you do, please follow us on social. At Kelty, at Becca, at Jack Vanek, and at The Lady Gang. Sign up for our newsletter at theladygang.com and join our secret Facebook group. It's super fun. See you next Tuesday.
All this month, celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month with Pluto TV. Watch movies with the biggest stars like Eugenio Derbez in No Eres Tú, Soy Yo, and Luis Gerardo Méndez in Camino a Marte. Plus, Pluto TV has thousands more movies and TV shows and over 45 channels in Spanish, all for free. So download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming today. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.